Com.
To talk about it a ton here on America Tonight. We kick things off with our pals from Talk Radio News, Jeff Holtzman in the wings. Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
It's been a long day, Kate, but it was an interesting day. I mean, there's some action, so I can't complain.
No kidding. There was some action. First, tell us about Chris Christie and what he had to say. He said something about, you know, basically that why aren't they setting the tone instead of throwing out all the negatives? Of course, you could flesh that out better. You know, it's like he said, we don't get to govern if we don't win, I guess was the big quote that you would extrapolate. What else did Christie talk about?
Yeah, that was really the theme of his message, and it was a speech in which he got a lot of applause, which was surprising to some folks because a lot of conservatives I talked to are very skeptical of Chris Christie. They think he's a rhino, you know, Republican in name only. But his message was, I thought, you know, pretty appealing to the conservative audience. I mean, he talked a lot about, you know, the fact that governors being outside of Washington are tasked with actually getting things done instead of just making speeches and throwing barbs and jabs. And, you know, he gave credit to other, Republican governors who were sort of heroes in the conservative movement. It was probably a good idea to shout out guys like Scott Walker and Bobby Jindal and, you know, folks like that. Christie, I think, you know, the broader message was, you know, take a chance on me, basically. I know that I'm not the conservative choice, but it's important for conservatives to look and see who really has a legitimate shot of winning, not necessarily who is, you know, maybe the most principled. And I think that's an interesting message. It's subtle. But I think that, you know, it's really his best shot with the conservative crowd. I mean, he's, you know, we're in a weird position where he could become the nominee. And at this point, he's better positioned to pick up moderates and really has more work to do with conservatives. It's usually the other way around. And so we'll see. But he did get a lot of applause.
Yeah, and getting a lot of applause probably gives him some hope because a lot of people feel like his flame's extinguished because of the whole bridge scandal, even though it's not directly yet pinned on him evidence-wise. There's so many other things that are floating around, and people are trying to dig up a lot of dirt on Christie. He's been feeling the pressure, so that applause probably means something to the people who are gauging what's happening, right?
Yeah, there are a lot of people who are skeptical that he wasn't involved. A lot of conservatives I talked to today say that they think overwhelmingly that he was involved. But, you know, I think he did something smart in his speech. You know, if there's one thing that the conservative activists who come to CPAC can relate to, it's candidates who get, you know, sort of overly scrutinized in the media. And that's certainly been the case with Chris Christie, hasn't it? I mean, the whole Bridgegate thing has literally been I've watched MSNBC for hours and hours where that was the only topic they discussed. Not picking on MSNBC, I'm just saying there's been a lot of coverage on it, and conservatives are very, they don't trust the mainstream media. So whenever the mainstream media takes a Republican candidate, puts them under the microscope, that endears that candidate to conservatives. And Christie made that point today. He said, we can't let the media define us. And that was, I think, not only a good point in the context of Bridgegate controversy, but also in terms of what happened in Mitt Romney in 2012, where Romney was largely defined by the media and by the Democratic political machine and not necessarily by himself and his own campaign. So Christie made making some interesting points there.
Yeah, tell us about the other side of this, because a lot of people, Tea Party people and others, are watching Senator Ted Cruz. What was his message?
Cruz came out with a real red meat type speech. In fact, I heard him deliver a similar speech a couple weeks ago at the Heritage Foundation, but, you know, he threw some things out there that were meant to generate, passion and interest in the conservative crowd. He said we should abolish the IRS. Well, that's obviously never going to happen. We need somebody to collect taxes, but it certainly generates, you know, a lot of rah-rah and ovation. He went after Obamacare. He said we need to repeal every single word of it. Again, which is a familiar refrain for Ted Cruz and other conservatives. It's interesting. Day one of CPAC did not really feature a whole lot of ideas in terms of how to replace Obamacare. There was a panel discussion on, you know, what happens down the road in 2019, 2020, you know, those years and beyond that are sort of abstract right now, you know, after Obamacare is in place. But there's, know, the GOP has been criticized a lot for saying we want to repeal the law but not putting forth alternatives. That was pretty much absent in Cruz's speech. He went after the law, attacked it, said it was, you know, big government takeover, but didn't really endorse any policy prescriptions. But again, these speeches that these candidates are giving here at CPAC, they aren't really meant to be policy speeches. They're more so meant to be sort of test driving their stump speeches. You know, if Ted Cruz does run for office in 2016, I expect him to deliver a speech very much like the one he delivered today.
Yeah, wow. A lot of people at CPAC, huh, this time around?
Yeah, I mean, they had to upgrade space-wise last year, so they moved the conference out to Maryland at this big resort. And, you know, I thought to myself, I don't know how they're going to fill this thing up. But, you know, there's a lot of foot traffic at this, last year and this year, too. There was a lot of interest. I think people last year, it was an interesting year. The Republicans had just come off a disappointing election cycle. People were a little more downtrodden and, you know, sort of hungover. This year, people are really wrapped up. The folks who were there are really smelling, you know, they're tasting blood in the sense that they think they can take back, the Republicans can take back the Senate this year. They're very confident. And what the Republicans are trying to do is avoid the sort of mistakes they made back in 2012 where they, you know, nominated some candidates who then went out and said some incredibly stupid, boneheaded, insensitive things that really turned Republicans off to women and to minorities. They're hoping to sort of put that past them and nominate candidates who they think will, you know, play the game a little smarter this time.
Yeah, there you go. All right, one last one. The Ukraine president had some things to say. He was actually, I think, at the White House, went into the press briefing and held court for 5 minutes or so. And it sounds like it's full speed ahead. Hey, it's up to Russia kind of thing. Am I wrong?
No, the president announced this morning, Kate, that he has authorized sanctions against Russian officials that are complicit in the invasion of Crimea. And he went out and sort of fleshed that out this afternoon at the White House, you know, saying that he's you know, put those sanctions in place and that he's, you know, spoken to Vladimir Putin. The sanctions are essentially target individuals, like I said, that are determined to be involved with the Russian military action. They would freeze assets of certain Russian officials. They would revoke travel visas for Russians who would like to come to the U.S. So, I mean, they're small steps. Don't get me wrong. This isn't a game changer by any stretch of the imagination. And we don't know if it's going to, you know, get Vladimir Putin to, you know, call off the dog. But it's pretty much all the president can do at this point. Now, there are critics in Congress who want him to go further. And we'll see if he does. But for now, that's his first move, or latest move, I should say, in this ongoing chess match.
Yeah. So does that mean all you guys are on call in case something happens in the Ukraine?
I might be. You know, the president actually is traveling to Miami tomorrow, though. That's kind of interesting. He's going down there to do some Democratic fundraisers. And so as far as I know, that's still on. Now, I suppose that if something major were to happen tomorrow over in Ukraine, they might cancel that. But as far as we know, he's off to sunny Florida.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Jeff Holtzman, you know, it's been a long day, as you mentioned. We appreciate your time. Talk Radio News, thanks so much.
All right, Kate. Take care.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Tonight, I'm going to let you hear Obama talking about the Ukrainian situation as he talked to the reporters from the White House earlier in the day. I wanted you to hear the full-length version of the president's comments instead of necessarily little snippets. That way you could get a better sense of what he's talking about, all the things that we've gone through here on ATN and where we're at. I mean, there's no question that, boy, the gauntlet's been thrown down. So with everything the president seems to be saying and what all of our brain trust on the defense side is saying, if the Russians decide, if Putin, let's face it, Putin, if Putin decides this is it, we're making a statement, and I'm grabbing the Ukraine back, doing whatever I have to do to make that happen, under the guise of whatever tales I spin, it doesn't matter, I'm going to the wall on this one, then you can bet diplomacy is not going to work. Even if that's the preference, it's not going to happen. So you'll hear it and pay close attention. It's a couple minutes long, you know, almost 5 minutes long. That way you can listen to everything that he says to get a better sense of here's what we're laying out. This is the way it's going. And if it doesn't happen, pretty much we would be back to Cold War II. It's clearly, you don't even have to read between the lines. You don't even have to read between the lines. So this is the story. I mean, that's why I asked Jeff Holtzman, are you on call? Because we really, you know, we really don't know for sure what Putin's going to do. We're guessing, and we're paying attention, obviously, to what's coming out of the peninsula, but still, he's the one that has to pull the proverbial trigger. So we can analyze it in 10 different ways, but will he actually take that step and go all the way to the mat? Maybe, could happen, for sure. I thought it would be interesting to also fill in the blanks, or as I like to call it, odds and ends, because America Tonight is about the buzz in the backyard. And one of the things I heard today, I heard this from a teenager asked me about this. I can remember, not to date myself, but I can remember when people were talking about tainted aspirins, when they were talking about Tylenol. Remember when Tylenol, there was the big concern about the Tylenols being, being spiked, and there was a recall, and then we started to talk more about, geez, how easily some of our medicines and foods and whatever could be messed with. Well, how about this? Two people that ate from a package of contaminated Skittles had to go to the hospital. They had burning throats, cramping, diarrhea. This happened in Indiana. And the test showed that the packages that were bought in this little food mart had some kind of chemical substance. But they don't know what it is yet. They're trying to figure that out at this point. So, boom, on this little tiny mart, what happens is Homeland Security, Food and Drug Administration, State Police, they just descend like locusts on this mart. I'm sure they were shocked when they first got the phone call. And they're doing the lab test thing. But, of course, if people run in, pick it up, and then this is what happens to them. They're telling people, if you bought Skittles with certain lot numbers, not to eat the candy, but to put the package in the envelope and hold it somewhere securely. So this would mostly be Indiana. And it's the Marathon Food Mart convenience store that was selling those Skittles. And they pulled them from the market. They pulled all of them from the market. And I started to think about this. Okay, so if somebody wanted to do this, just wanted to harm people, well, you could take a syringe and inject something into the package, just a tiny little prick into the package of the Skittles. And, I mean, who knows if that's what happened. But, I mean, this is serious stuff. Was it somebody who came into the market? Was it somebody en route? Was it somebody where the Skittles were coming from? I mean, who knows? And you can bet they were freaked. You can bet they were freaked at this food store. Because that sets off an alarm bell to people in that area about, whoa, did you hear about, it's like the telephone game times 100. Did you hear about the Skittles? They got them down the street. They're so sick. Their throats were on fire. It was like a movie. We had to take them to the hospital. And it's hard to reel that back in. But I'd be curious as to where that came from. At what level? Somebody in the store jacking with the Skittles? Somebody in some other spot where the Skittles came off? But something had to be wrong there. And I don't think it was anything, and do I know? But it seems like, which was why Homeland Security was called in, it seems like it was a little bit more, like it was a purposeful act. Hopefully they track down whoever did that. That would be scary. It would be scary to pop a few of those in your mouth and have that happen. Another story that a lot of people are also paying attention to, I mean, this has just exploded all over the place, is the Bitcoin story. A Japanese-American man who they think is the multimillionaire father of Bitcoin came out of a small home in Southern California and said, I have nothing to do with Bitcoin. I mean, and then, because in L.A., they go crazy for their chases, and then he gets in a car and goes on a wild chase on the freeway where you had a whole bunch of cars chasing him down. And this was to the headquarters of the Associated Press. So he's weaving and dodging all over the place, going to the Associated Press. Wonder why he went there. I'm just thinking he had a story to tell, right? So his name is Satoshi Nakamoto. And people know that, now know that name. So the anonymousness of it is gone. And this is after Newsweek published a story On Thursday, it broke wide that he lived in Temple City, California, which is a suburb, really, of Los Angeles. So Nakamoto is not anonymous anymore and is now connected to Bitcoin, but he says he's not associated with it anymore, that he turned it over to other people. He might have come up with it, but he doesn't have anything to do with it. There was a lot of media, Japanese media, dozens of reporters from papers and television crews camped outside of this two-story house, starting at the crack of dawn. They said they accosted the mailman, and they were ringing the doorbell. Oh, how awful. I guess it's good to know your neighbors, too, because you don't know who's living next door to you sometimes. So, and a couple of times, somebody actually went so far. I mean, this is ridiculous that this is mainstream, so-called mainstream media. They pulled back the drapes on the windows, so they're going after the mailman, smacking on the door, ringing the doorbell, all that kind of stuff. So finally, Nakamoto, they're trying to smoke him out. That's when he finally came out. I mean, this is a guy, silver-haired, like somewhere in his 50s, late 50s. He comes out and, you know, makes his way, mobbed by the reporters, to try to, you know, to just try to get out of there. And what's so crazy is if you see the place where he was, his wealth, they say, is about $400 million. $400 million. So I'm thinking the Japanese version, a mini version of Howard Hughes on his way up, a recluse. And somebody, one of the Japanese media was trying to really get the story from him. They wanted to buy him a free lunch. And he just kept saying, I'm not in Bitcoin. I don't know anything about it. Over and over and over again. He just repeated it and then ended up at the AP headquarters with a reporter. Went down and sat down and had a meal with him. So you got to figure that this story is going to break. I mean, you had the LA Times, you had the New York Post, you had all kinds of things happening there. That is definitely the buzz in the backyard in Temple, California. Did you know that the guy next door is worth $400 million? Wow. All right, hear what Obama said next on ATN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Tonight, Kate Delaney. With a big shout out to WFLN, WVNJ, and so many of our other great affiliates across this country. And I know the one topic that everybody wants to talk about, the weather. What woman do we hate the most? Well, I guess she's female. Mother Nature. I promised we would talk about the Ukraine. There is a massive, wild, chaotic push for talks over the Ukraine. What's going to happen diplomatically? The Western diplomats all gathered in Paris, but they didn't get to Kiev. They didn't get to Kiev. Moscow's not at the table. The Pentagon said it was stepping up military ties throughout the area a day after severing them with the Kremlin. So the U.S. is announcing plans to increase training with the North Atlantic Treaty Organization members and to step up patrols over the Baltic region. This is serious, serious stuff. Here's what the president had to say from the White House today.
Good afternoon, everybody. Before Jay takes some of your questions, I want to provide a brief update on our efforts to address the ongoing crisis in Ukraine. Since the Russian intervention, we've been mobilizing the international community to condemn this violation of international law and to support the people and government of Ukraine. This morning, I signed an executive order that authorizes sanctions on individuals and entities responsible for violating the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine or for stealing the assets of the Ukrainian people. According to my guidance, the State Department has also put in place restrictions on the travel of certain individuals and officials. These decisions continue our efforts to impose a cost on Russia and those responsible for the situation in Crimea. And they also give us the flexibility to adjust our response going forward based on Russia's actions. We took these steps in close coordination with our European allies. I've spoken to several of our closest friends around the world, and I'm pleased that our international unity is on display at this important moment. Already, we've moved together to announce substantial assistance for the government in Kiev. And today in Brussels, our allies took similar steps to impose costs on Russia. I am confident that we are moving forward together, united in our determination to oppose actions that violate international law and to support the government and people of Ukraine. And that includes standing up for the principle of state sovereignty. The proposed referendum on the future of Crimea would violate the Ukrainian Constitution and violate international law. Any discussion about the future of Ukraine must include the legitimate government of Ukraine. In 2014, we are well beyond the days when borders can be redrawn over the heads of democratic leaders. While we take these steps, I want to be clear that there is also a way to resolve this crisis that respects the interests of the Russian Federation, as well as the Ukrainian people. Let international monitors into all of Ukraine, including Crimea, to ensure the rights of all Ukrainians are being respected, including ethnic Russians. Begin consultations between the government of Russia and Ukraine with the participation of the international community. Russia would maintain its basing rights in Crimea, provided that it abides by its agreements and respects Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. And the world should support the people of Ukraine as they move to elections in May. That's the path of de-escalation. And Secretary Kerry is engaged in discussions with all of the relevant parties, including Russia and Ukraine, to pursue that path. But if this violation of international law continues, the resolve of the United States and our allies and the international community will remain firm. Meanwhile, we've taken steps to reaffirm our commitment to the security and democracy of our allies in Eastern Europe and to support the people of Ukraine. One last point. There's been a lot of talk in Congress about these issues. Today, once again, I'm calling on Congress to follow up on these words with action, specifically to support the IMF's capacity to lend resources to Ukraine and to provide American assistance for the Ukrainian government so that they can weather this storm and stabilize their economy, make needed reforms, deliver for their people, all of which will provide a smoother pathway for the elections that have already been scheduled in May. Today, the world can see that the United States is united with our allies and partners in upholding international law and pursuing a just outcome that advances global security and the future that the Ukrainian people deserve. That's what we're going to continue to do in the days to come until we have seen a resolution to this crisis. Thanks very much, and Jay and Ben and others will be happy to take your questions.
All right, so what did you glean from that, from what the president had to say about the Ukraine and what the day-to-day ops were? Clearly, this is a case of, I think, who blinks first? Who blinks first? The thing that happens here is it can't drag out. Well, first of all, it can't drag out past May, you would assume, because that's when the elections are being held, if clearly they're going to have a democratic process. And the one thing that the Ukraine needs is money, money, money. So the faster the money is pumped in, if the IMF says yes, gives the blessing, and they take the $1 billion from the United States, they were looking for $35 billion. if they get the $35 billion, then, and it's all filtered that way, and they, and in other words, this loose parliament type thing that's going on now embraces that and they march toward an election, then all bets are off. And if the people calm down in Crimea, you know, then Russia's out. But what's interesting is, well, that's the thought process of the West. Crimea votes to join Russia, and the president's ordering the sanctions. So the parliament voted to hook up with Mother Russia on Thursday, and it's Moscow-backed government. Set a referendum in 10 days' time in now what has become an amazing escalation of a crisis over that area that now is drawing sharp words from the United States, mostly while in private our allies are talking about it. They're not quite as vocal. So the sanctions have been thrown down for the people responsible for the military intervention in Ukraine, and that's bans on travel to the United States and freezing their assets. And they're proposing, you know, that saying that this proposed referendum would violate international law. This acceleration of chess moves across Crimea has pushed an ethnic Russian majority of people, and they've effectively really been seized by Russian forces. The EU did condemn what Russia did as illegal, so they're voicing support for the Ukraine to have its, what they're calling, territorial integrity. But they took only minor kind of steps. That's why I'm saying they're in the back seat, suspending the talks with Moscow on visas and a new investment pact. So they're not quite hitting it as hard as the United States. John Kerry had conversations with the foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, delivering proposals to Putin to end the crisis. And they were just agreeing to, once they parted, they were just agreeing to stay in touch to see if there's a way forward to a negotiating table and to try to stabilize the situation. But so far, no dice. So far, no dice. And this is why we're leading with this foot, and this is why we're talking about this, because trust me, we're involved in this. The Navy has a guided missile destroyer, the USS Truxtun, which, guess what, is heading to the Black Sea. They're saying, oh, this is an exercise that we've been planning. It's not a show of force. It's just the timing of the whole thing. They froze the assets, the EU froze the assets of the former Ukrainian president and a bunch of others who were suspected of misusing money that was coming into the Ukraine and other human rights atrocities, torturing people and whatnot. So there was only symbolic measures against Russia from the EU. And I'll say this again, Europe's biggest gas supplier is Russia. Germany especially is in the middle of this. And they've announced that they've got money, $15 billion for the Ukraine over the next couple of years, if they reach a deal with the International Monetary Fund. Oh me, oh my. Scary, huh? Oh yeah. So there is a line. Putin says there's a line too. Nothing so far. No wiggle room at this point. CPAC. It's all the rage. We're talking about it next on America Tonight.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Talking about what we're for and not what we're against.
That was the reaction that our pal Jeff Holtzman at the top of the hour was talking about out of D.C. He was at CPAC today, and he gave us a great description of what it was like, and he said that they definitely applauded Chris Christie when he took his shot at talking about what the party needed. He got a standing ovation, in fact. So maybe I'm all wrong about this Chris Christie thing. Maybe he still is in the hunt until they nail him with anything with the bridge, even though the thought is they're going to do that. He keeps being trotted out, and people keep, at least some people, are embracing him. Others are not fans of Chris Christie, but they're fans of the Republicans beating Hillary Clinton in 2016. So the CPAC conference, the Conservative Political Action Conference, is gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. And the Jersey governor has gotten smaller and smaller. He has shrunk as far as the weight thing is concerned. But he's still dogged by this crazy scandal from the bombshell revelations that he conspired to shut down traffic lanes, that members of his staff conspired to shut down traffic lanes anyway. on the George Washington Bridge. But he came to CPAC on Thursday ready to roll, and he needed that kind of a reception to keep him on the map. And if you had asked me what kind of reception he would have gotten before this, I don't think he would have been negative, but I don't think it would have been the live wire he was. And people wanted to hear what he had to say. And they dinged him last year. You know, he wasn't on the guest list. So here he's invited. There might have been some murmurs, and the audience, you could feel, as Jeff told me off the air, it's like a live wire. But he used his moment for everything and then some that he could get. I mean, he took the air out of that crowd. Took the air out of the crowd. And the key thing is what you just heard him say there. That was part of it anyway. He also said that the GOP is for entrepreneurship and innovation and against the cold, hard hand of government. Well, you can imagine they would erupt for that. And that it's about a strong national defense rather than one that allows countries to run us over all over the world. That also would play well to the crowd. Will he be part of the pack when it's all said and done? We don't get to govern if we don't win. Let's come out of this conference resolved to win elections again. I mean, that was his parting shot. And then Ted Cruz was on the other side of this, and Cruz has his own supporters and his own detractors, too. He's got momentum, though. He's certainly on the short list, along with Christie. You kind of wonder if any of those positions are interchangeable. And even Donald Trump, I mean, this guy always says he's running, right? He has so much money to throw up in the air and burn. Why would he be running again? But anyway, he threw the teleprompter pretty much aside at CPAC. He got huge ovations. He slammed the president at home and abroad. He said, we have so many problems, we have so little leadership. And so the crowd was electric for him, too. And he always plays that push-pull thing as to whether or not he's going to run. He gets asked the question every single time. I mentioned Cruz. Cruz said it's time to bring back mourning in America. And his message was different from Chris Christie's. He was trying to really open up the roof, too, the same way that Christie was. He said, we need to end corruption. We need to eliminate corporate welfare and crony capitalism. We need to tell the truth. And the truth is Washington is corrupt. He said that the Capitol, this was his main theme, the Capitol is full of corrupt and interlocking systems of lobbyists and lawyers who are, ready for this, suckling off of Washington, and people in Washington and Wall Street are making a great deal of money. How do we win elections in the contrast between Washington and the American people? We stand with the American people. But his biggest applause, his biggest cheers, was when he said he called for repealing every single word of Obamacare. He said it is a massive wealth transfer from the nation's young adults to the rest of the country. He also said we should abolish the IRS and have a flat tax that's simple enough for Americans to fill out on a postcard. Oh, if only. There I would definitely agree with him. I think a fair or a flat tax. Abolishing the IRS would be a tall task, though. With the government and the amount of jobs that come from the government and how they protect the IRS, pulling down the IRS would take a long time. That hope and change would not be a quick change. So he's on the list of presidential contenders, and he's interested. He wants more U.S. energy production so we could stand up to, as he said, petro-tyrants. I like that word, petro-tyrants, like Putin. And he says you want to lose elections and stand for nothing. He said we stand against Obamacare. We want a historic tidal wave come the election. And we want to bring back morning in America. That's why we're here, and that's what the future is for the young and everybody else in the country. So you see, this the CPAC convention is big because there's a lot of movers and shakers, conservative, Republicans, checking out the potentials for contenders for 2016. And just the ebb and the flow of where the party's going, where the what's going on with the backing and the money situation, and whatnot. So when Chris Christie was shut out last year, he wasn't happy. Now that he was invited, and part of that is because his name has become huge, he gets invited, and Cruz, same thing with the filibuster and the headlines that Cruz grabs, he gets invited. And of course, Rand Paul also makes an appearance there, and that's not surprising either, because of all the midtermers that came in, Paul and Cruz have made the most noise. They've made the most friends and the most enemies on the Hill at the same time. But both made a splash right away. You know, it's interesting, too. I was thinking about this. And granted, Congress, if you look at both chambers, different from the Senate. But both Paul and Cruz making bigger headway, or trying to, and trying to push their own momentum faster than Barack Obama when he was a freshman senator, who then suddenly was there for two dances, and then he was running for president. Both of these two have made a bigger push from the second they hit the Capitol steps in the other chamber. Well, actually, for Cruz, Cruz and Paul would be on the Senate side, so I take that back. They, from the Senate side, the two of them have made a bigger push than Obama did when he came in the first time around, when he was a freshman senator. But he still had that tag that people are looking at him, wrote the book, all that stuff, wrote a couple books, and he just suddenly, boom, hadn't done much and just flew right up to, we're going to put you out there, and next thing you know, he gets the nomination for the Democrats. For the Republicans, now you have two in Cruz and in Paul who have been active from the second they hit the Capitol steps, from the very moment they were there. I think that's going to hold weight when they're being considered for a presidential run. Of course, there are others that say, yeah, but then you're tagged with the things that you do, that people can start to look through what you voted for and what you voted against. But both of these guys, they stand by what they vote for, so I don't think there'd be a problem with either one of them in that sense. Interesting. Would have been interesting to rub elbows there, I think, earlier in the day. Thanks for listening to This Hour of America Tonight. You know what to do. If you have any thoughts, send them to me, americatonight.net.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's